On Saturday, 31st December 1988, the most exciting era in Irish radio broadcasting reaches an end when the Broadcasting and Wireless Telegraphy Act 1988 comes into force.
It's not a time to express likes or dislikes or opinions on broadcast legislation, especially now that the government have finally provided broadcast legislation that will give everyone greater choice in the future.
This country has been very fortunate enough to find itself in a position where independent radio was the dominant force in Europe. And I look forward to a time when we'll be back to that situation.
The final countdown is on.
Eight years ago, in September 1980, I returned to Ireland with a mission to complete, to give birth to Sunshine Radio. From that eventful day, this remarkable enterprise has been nursed with great care in the hands of wonderful people, lending their talent and skills to its development over the years, encouraged all the time by the first-hand experience of seeing the radio station grow from strength to strength, taking each new challenge, no matter however daunting, head-on. This is precisely what Sunshine 101 is made of, a group of dedicated people of all ages who come from all types of backgrounds, people who know people. People who love to be a part of a successful team. People who have all earned the respect of you, the Dublin listeners. Who, after all, are the reason why Sunshine 101 came about and stayed to this day the most successful popular radio station in Dublin's colourful radio history. Personally, this past 8 years has been the most exciting of my life. Thankfully, Sunshine brought me into contact with many different types of people in Ireland, and especially here in the capital, which has just celebrated 1,000 years of development in human history. And I know that we, all of us, all the Sunshine team, past and present, are proud to have played a part in making this city and county a happier place to live in and be proud of. I now want to share a personal philosophy with you all. This philosophy may help you should you ever be faced with something very dear to you coming to an end. And that is, when that happens, a door opens and a new life begins. As I mentioned at the beginning of these few personal words, giving life to Sunshine 101 8 years ago and being a part of the Sunshine 101 team has been the most wonderful time in my life. I want to thank you all for every moment of joy and want you to now share these final moments when we close and cast Sunshine 101, Dublin's number one, to a very special corner in our memories and a very special place in our hearts for the rest of our lives.
There's no power on this earth.
Friday, the 30th of December, 1988. It's 6 o'clock. This is Sunshine 101 closing down. Thank you for being with us for the past 8 years, and especially today. Good luck, and God bless you all.
Anyway, I suppose it's my turn to turn around and say thank everybody for listening to us over the 4 years, and I suppose I hope we've entertained you. If we have, that's good. If we haven't, well, we're sorry. the thing is that certainly I've enjoyed working here with a great set of guys, a very, very talented bunch of people in every department, in the managerial department, in the presentation department, news, when we did news, and also on-air jocks. The other thing is that I suppose people out there listening tonight are very, very lucky, because this country has been very fortunate enough to find itself in a position where independent radio was the dominant force in Europe. And I look forward to a time when we'll be back to that situation.
Wednesday, the 23rd of January, 1985, and this is Lawrence John introducing full programming for the first time on Dublin's newest commercial radio station, Q102.
It's gone 4 minutes past 7 o'clock, Q102 FM, saying hello, good evening. Today is the rest, the beginning of the rest of your radio, Q102 FM, 8 to 8 a.m. It's Jason Main saying good evening, hello.
Dublin's only comprehensive traffic service.
Q102, eye in the sky.
Traffic from Stillorgan should take the Moorhampton Road this morning, as it is.
Number one.
How often do you listen?
All the time.
1986, the longest battle in the history of the airwaves, was over. Music. More music.
Hello?
You've won yourself 1,500 quid.
I don't believe you. Are you serious?
That's thousands and thousands of pounds in cash. Just for being caller number 10.
You're number 10.
I hate that.
You have just won £6,200 in cash.
When Q102 decides to give away cash, it really gives it away. You can win £500 in cash a day. That's every day. Q102 will play this song. Remember the song, I Wanna Dance With Somebody by Whitney Houston. More cash and more winners.
What would you say if I told the two of you that you've just won £500?
You are number 10.
I can't believe it.
You have won yourself £500 in cash.
I don't believe it. Oh, my God.
Congratulations to both of you.
I have no idea what you've done to me. You've made me weak. All the impossible and anything else. It was brilliant.
Can it be that it was all so simple then? Or has time rewritten every line?
Super Q 102 FM.
Is she really going out with him?
It's the most music allowed by law. It's the music.
Why don't you off?
We are kicking out the jam.
What do you want?
Radio.
The Bop Shop, it's the business.
Goodbye. We simply choose to forget. So it's the laughter. The laughter will remember.
Change, the passing of something, and all that remained was this gaunt quiet of New Year's Day.
All is quiet on New Year's.
The way we were.
And now we come to the end of 5.5 years broadcasting on Capital Radio, and we would like to take this opportunity to thank everybody who has helped us in any way. We would like to thank the following people. First and foremost, everybody who has worked for Capital Radio on and off air in the past 5.5 years, and also to the following people. Oliver Walsh from Solid Records, the staff and people at McGonagall's Nightclub South Ann Street, the Quins, and also to all our advertisers, and especially all Irish bands who have contributed to Capital Radio, both large and small. Capital Radio will continue to run the alternative night at McGonagall's in the new year, and the personnel involved will be very active in promoting the abundance of talented Irish bands that are flourishing at the moment in Dublin today, as has always been the policy of the station. And finally, we would like to thank you, the listeners, for your ever-present support over the past 5.5 years. Without you, we could all not have provided the type of alternative radio station that Dublin has needed. And now, to you, the listeners and supporters of Capital Radio, we would like, on behalf of everyone at the station, to wish everybody a happy new year and all good wishes for 1989. We sincerely hope that we will be talking to you once again in 1989. This is Capital Radio, shutting down its transmitters and closing down. The time is now 12 o'clock.
Well, I'm afraid, ladies and gentlemen, that brings me to the end of my program for tonight and the end of our time here on Trouble to Your Radio. It's the last time you'll hear that signature tune on Trouble TR, or probably on any station. I'm feeling very sad, of course, to be leaving, but however, that's the way things go. I would like to take this opportunity of wishing each and every one of you out there a very, very happy new year. And thank you for everything, for all your help and your good wishes over the years. And thank you again for all your Christmas cards and your gifts. Thank you indeed, and a very happy new year. God bless. And this comes, of course, from yours truly, Con O'Malley. Bye-bye, everybody.
This is John May speaking. There's 2 minutes left. I don't know actually what else to say, except for personally speaking, it's been a terrific experience. We have formed a class public relations company. You've probably heard something about that. For those of you who are out there driving around in Rolls Royces, you might just like to give us a ring and talk about that. Something else is being...
Taxi.
60s.
Yes, all of the companies that have helped us, we want to say thank you very, very much. And it was a pleasure tonight listening in to Des Soy and to others who have advertised with Glass. We believe we're coming back. We want you to know that we're working on it. And we have a record on... Chris is going to say something. Yes, Chris?
Can I say, for the last time on Glass, glycine quartz time.
The glycine quartz time. Thank you, Chris.
Is
1 minute to 8 o'clock. And if Michael Gibney is listening in, they all want to watch. The taxis, we mentioned that earlier, the group that helped us during... And Sean Mason and company, all of the ones who've helped us.
We love you, John.
They love me. So what can I say except the National Children's Hospital? All I can say is we're going into Vera Lynn, and for all of you out there who've listened to Class, there's one last request that I will say that's positive. If you haven't written to your TDs, please do so and mention Class Radio. If you have written to your DJs, do so again. It can't do any harm. Thank you very much to TDs. Thank you very much. Thank you for all my friends here tonight. I'm enjoying the champagne, and this song is Vera Lynn, We'll Meet Again. Thank you so much.
Let's say goodbye with a smile, dear, just for a while, dear. We must part some sunny day.
We just give you a quick time check. We just tell you it's exactly 12:15. It's the 31st of December, 1988. It's the Love Station, 95.5, the heartbeat of Dublin City. And from everybody here in Heartbeat FM, this is Tony O'Hara wishing you all the best for 1989, and it's just been great. We're going to leave you with Jeffrey Osborne, The Wings of Love. The key music from Heartbeat FM. A very good night. God bless. And bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Just smile for me and let the day begin. You are the sunshine that lights my heart within. Of love.
Heartbeat 95 FM in stereo.
The Heartbeat of Dublin City.
It's the final countdown.
We regret that from December 31st, Heartbeat FM cannot bring you a radio service. Dublin's only love song station will cease broadcasting, as ordered by the 1988 Wireless Telegraphy Act. The final countdown is on.
Heartbeat 95 FM in stereo.
The Heartbeat of Dublin City.
Music Radio ABC. ABC. Best music. ABC. ABC.
Well, I'm Andy Ellis, and as my voice was the first to be heard on ABC back in March of 1982, unfortunately, it stands to me to be the last one on it as we are closing down in just a few short seconds. It only remains for me to say thank you, staff, all our wives and girlfriends who've stood by us over the years, listeners, advertisers, and everyone too numerous to mention who've helped and enjoyed ABC over the past 6 years and 10 months. Thank you, goodbye, and God bless. And most of all, a happy new year to you.
The Hot FM.
This is WLOR closing down as a pirate station forever. For me, it's been a brilliant 10.5 years. And for me, difficulties were always meant to rouse and never discourage. And I think that WLOR will be back. If you're in your car right now and you want to honk your horn, you can do it right away.
There's a magic in the music through the day and nighttime too. You've a friend who play your music. We can bring thank you.
From Kilkenny, this is AMS Stereo FM.
We're looking at the time. It's 4 minutes after 12 o'clock. I'm gonna end up in Mountjoy, but who cares? There was parties. There was outside broadcasts. There were staff meetings. There was new program schedules. There was drinking sessions, and there was etceteras and etceteras all over that. And I think those especially were all great things as well. That's about it. We leave you with Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, and I second that emotion. For me to you, it's a very good night. Hope that you enjoyed AMS over the last year. Tá Sulagum go win shift tan of us and Clorica. Gadiga may meet Lakela Risha Korja. Colasova is Benocte or of Galer, and I hate that when the vocal catches me. But it's going to be a final mistake. We'll talk to you again sometime. Nighty night. Bye bye.
Neil Sedaka, our last song together at the request of Mike O'Brien. Right, we're about to finish up now and close down KCR and everybody go about their business and celebrate New Year's Eve as they do every year. And I want to say that tonight I saw a magnificent celebration of local radio Kilkenny. Now our closing procedure is going to be brief and pretty simple and as dignified as possible. We look forward to the future, and we hope we'll be behind microphones somewhere in Kilkenny City again, and I feel we will. And I wish the Radio Co-op all the best. And Kilkenny people, hang on a few months. You'll have your own radio, bigger and better, believe you me. So first and foremost,
KCR, all over Kilkenny.
For the last time from Ballycannon, thank you everybody. Good evening, Kilkenny. Thank you, Kilkenny, and Happy New Year. We'll see you soon.
This is CLOR on 231 AM and 99 FM in stereo at 11 and a half minutes past 3 on Friday, December 30th, 1988. We are now closing down as directed by the government. But we hope to be back with you very, very soon indeed.
I sing the tide, my dear. Farewell, my love. It's now I must go.
From Birr to Ballyporeen, Nina to Carrick-on-Shore, broadcasting on AM 1251, 104.3 and 87.8 FM in stereo. This is Premier County Radio, the voice of County Tipperary. Sadly, the voices that you've got used to every day, Monday to Friday, who've been here with you on Premier Radio, won't be here anymore. You'll miss them, I'm sure, including the popular ones.
Good morning, it's 7 o'clock. It's another broadcasting day. This is Mike McCormick.
17 minutes after midday. Do stay with me for the rest of the program this afternoon. My name is Brendan Redmond.
3 after 3, thanks to Brendan. He's back tomorrow. It's Colin Ryan with you till 6 o'clock.
Premier Radio, growing with County Tipperary.
On behalf of myself, the directors, and everyone else here at Premier Radio and the many wonderful presenters who have given their time to Premier Radio, I especially would like to thank you, our listeners. You've made us number one. Thank you, and God bless every one of you. And a Happy New Year. The first words on Premier Radio were said by a cheery John Savage on a Sunday morning in November. And I think it's only fitting that he should be here to say the last words.
Well, we're a little early, but unfortunately we must ring out the old early. Goodbye, God bless you all. I hope we'll meet again.
Listen, folks, I think it's time for us to say goodbye.
Isn't it just?
It bye. Is. It
we're
is.
We're actually
goodbye.
Over time. Yeah.
Yeah, we bye. Are a little bit over time, but never mind.
And we won't get paid for the overtime, I know.
Oh, no. Never mind, never mind. Listen, we have to say goodbye from myself, George Talbot, from
Joe Riley,
and from
best of luck to everyone.
Steve O'Neill and Mark Lawrence is hiding somewhere around the place.
Mark Lawrence.
Mark Lawrence, and we'll say goodbye from all the staff here, management and staff, and thank you all very much for listening. And we hope to be talking to you all again very soon. So,
bye.
We'll say goodbye.
Be good.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Nobody wants to say goodbye. 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 Have a nice new year, folks. Bye.
We're coming in from your land, from Tallow too. Around the hills in Mill Street, playing just for you.
We're coming from Mallow and best of all right here.
And round the coast to Kinsale, where the air is clear. ERI Radio, the best sound in your town. We're coming with you fast down the motorway. We're waving goodbye, flying on your holiday. We're coming from Mitchellstown, we're bright, new and gay.
It's ERI listening to what you have to say.
We're coming from the city to your neighborhood. In Bandon and McCroom, they know that it sounds good.
We're coming from Kenturk and the more for you.
We're playing the hits and bringing the news. ERI Radio, the best sound in your town.
Well, that's it from LCR till you hear us all again in the not-so-distant future, believe me. We'll just have to leave you, indeed, with our national anthem. But from everyone here, goodbye. No, we haven't time. We're just gone. Goodbye.
Just hear the sound.
And now the man behind the whole concept of Roscommon Community Radio, a station that broadcast on 1521 metres medium wave and 104 FM. The man whose original idea was to create a job market in a job-starved black spot in Elphin. He is the man himself, Sean Martin. Over to you, Sean.
I'd like to thank everybody who made RCR work. All the staff, the advertisers, anybody who helped in any way. A big mention has to go to all the people in the music business, my fellow directors, and the people that helped me personally. The people who give me cups of tea when I called with them. J.T. Emmett, Jerry, Johnny, and Declan. The people at our transmitter sites, John and Mary Macklin, Vinnie and Mrs. Flanagan, and Peter Hopkins. Without their cooperation, we would not have had complete coverage around the region. And finally, I would like to thank you, the listeners, who without you, RCR would not have worked.
Daniel O'Donnell, and don't forget to remember, you're listening to Roscommon Community Radio on 104 FM. We would like to take this opportunity to wish you all a very happy new year and the best for 1989. Thank you and good night from us all here.
Okay, folks, we're going to leave you. Here's a quick jingle and a quick goodbye. From all of us here at Roscommon Radio, the staff, the people, the listenership, etc. Goodbye.
Hit your commercial. The flame-throwing Z100.
My final word of thanks must go to you, our faithful listeners, who have stayed with us and shown by your letters, your telephone calls, and your visits to our studios that you will miss us. So on behalf of everybody involved with Twin County Radio Ballina, I wish you all you would wish yourselves. Just before we finally go, I must say a very sincere thank you to Robert, without whose help TCR would never have happened. That's it, my friends. It's time to go. Look after yourselves and be kind to one another. I'm Tommy Murphy. On behalf of Twin County Radio, 95 FM in Ballina, saying goodbye. And God bless you. Slán agus beannacht.
So that ends transmission from Radio Limerick. And I know on behalf of all the lads connected with Radio Limerick, they would like to thank you very, very sincerely indeed for your cooperation and your faithfulness to a lot of the programmes. Everyone has their own particular favourite lads. And I know they would wish you a very, very, very peaceful and happy Christmas. In Shindara and Clare, the Radio Limerick. Tommy Donny Bwek, Nadadina, Eton Tatan of Asan Clar, got a meal of Mahagut and Galair. I will tell you what I'm finishing with. I think it was very appropriate. It's from Barleycorn, and it's my last farewell. Bye bye, take care, and God bless.
And now, my friends, with that, we have only the final one coming up in just a few moments. But before we do that, I'd like to say to all of you out there, wish you a very, very happy new year. Thank you very much indeed for all your kind attendance to Radio Galty throughout the year. And from me here on Galty Radio, on behalf of all the staff, all the DJs, may I say thank you very, very much indeed. And from me, good night, God bless you all. And goodbye as well, I'm afraid. Over to you, Mike.
Well, I'd just like to add to that as well, Bob, and very well put. And the same way, of course, to everybody here, and to all you out there as well, because without you people out there, well, we couldn't be here. We'll keep our fingers crossed in the meantime. Hopefully, we'll be back. If not, well, we've certainly enjoyed meeting you all and entertaining you here on Galty. From us, then, it's good night. And goodbye.
Power 98 is closing at 7 after more than 2 years of continuous broadcasting. And now the closing statement from Power 98 Operations Manager Darren O'Brien.
Good evening. Independent local radio over the past 10 years has become a key part of Limerick's social environment. Not only has local radio become an essential part of the population's routine over the vast time, radio has evolved into quite a complex industry. Many lessons have been learnt over the past 10 years, and the funny thing is, it's been such a natural progression that some smaller operators across the country haven't even noticed how the marketplace has evolved. Limerick over the past year has had the best radio choice in the country. I personally find it incredible that so many stations have operated so successfully in such a small area. We can therefore presume that the five stations have found their own particular audiences, and subsequently the whole cross-section of tastes have been catered for. Sound Channel FM was launched a little over 2 years ago as a general entertainment station. In retrospect, we knew exactly what we wanted to do, but lacked the experience to put these ideas into action. The station from instigation adopted a policy of high annual reinvestment ratio, which allowed the operation technically to evolve at a rapid pace. Reinvestment included three full studio refits in 2 years, major modification to transmission equipment, and latterly investment into new satellite technology, which ultimately enabled us to incorporate with syndicate program companies, which resulted in the transmission of the weekly Top 40 live from Hollywood, IRN News each hour, and the Novanight Network, which saw the start of regular live 24-hour programming on this station. In July 1988, Simon Parry was appointed my deputy operations manager, and following audience research, it was decided to relaunch the station under the new name Power 98, and changing from the general entertainment policy to an adult music format, a decision which resulted in success. This station has always prided itself on doing things properly. One thing this station boasts is a rigid system of operating procedure, procedures that effectively enforce both the law and company policy. Although through the years we have made our fair share of mistakes, we have always learnt from them. I feel the radio station has reached a peak at this time, but our closure comes prematurely, and one can only think of what might have been or what may be in the future. An exciting period in the broadcast industry is just beginning. In accordance with the Radio and Television Act of 1988 and subsequent directives issued by the IRTC and Department of Communications, Sound Channel Power 98 will terminate transmissions at 7 o'clock. On behalf of the directors, officers, management and staff here at Power 98, I thank our audience and sponsors for their support. Good evening.
That was Darren O'Brien, Operations Manager for Power 98. We'd like to wish everyone a Happy New Year and leave you with a final message. From myself, Stuart Clark, thank you and goodbye.
Kept the dream alive.
Power 98. The time is now approaching 7 o'clock.
We're in the very final countdown. We're into the final minutes of broadcasting from Coast 103 live.
Tell you what, we'll run the next record. We'll talk sort of over this here, maybe.
Exactly, and why not?
I think after a great selection, this one record stands out. It's our last farewell. It comes from Dan Fogelberg. There you go, this music from Dan Fogelberg is called Our Last Farewell, which sort of describes how we feel at the moment. It's 3 minutes to the actual countdown and legislation of the Independent Broadcasting Bill of Ireland, and I think at this stage we're going to play a very appropriate record. We want you all to sort of join hands or cling together or do something and sort of sing along with this next record, okay?
There's not a lot more to say. I think we've all said our things, and I certainly won't play my theme out tonight, but appropriately we'll say goodbye in style, and wish you one and all that are listening in this evening a very, very happy new year, a prosperous new year, a peaceful new year, and let's hope, please God, that with the demise of Radio West as you know it, that something better or just as good will come along. We've had a very troubled year. The world is full of problems, and I'd like to think that Radio West was one of those things where you could just sit back and relax and listen to and enjoy. And having said that, we once again, on behalf of the management and staff and everyone here tonight, this is Don Allen, possibly for the last time, saying very, very goodbye. God bless. Thank you for being such wonderful listeners, for being such a wonderful audience, and for making Radio West what it was, what it is, and please, hopefully, God, what it will be. And for me and everyone else here tonight, we say adios, but hopefully not goodbye. Good night, and God bless. The time on Radio West is now 10 o'clock, and West National Radio 3 is now closing down.
I was going to say there, while I'm waiting on this, was there was a pleasure to be at Ironside for the past 4 years, and we'll just like to thank very much indeed Eamon and Anne Fitzpatrick, and a special word of thanks to Anne, because Anne was a lady that worked ever so hard behind the scenes here in Ironside. Oftentimes she didn't get credit for it, and indeed where credit was due many, many, many times, but she kept the smooth, kept Ironside running very, very smooth indeed over the last 4 years. And I'm sure if we go on to some other radio station somewhere else, we'll miss that very, very much behind the scenes on Ironside. I think this Eugene Manny has to be the slowest writer in Ireland at this stage. There's no two ways about that. We're joined by a lot of, I see, beautiful young ladies in the studio at the moment. They're all dressed in track suits and all kinds of things. We've finally got it, the very, very last one. And that's for my wife, Caroline Wilson, and also Herbie Dimpna and Charlene. Also a hello to Don Allen, of course, our very own Don. And that comes in from David Wilson. It was nice knowing you over the last 4 years. So for me, Brian Gold, for the very, very last time on Stereo Ironside. Don Allen, by the way, will be taking you through the night here on Stereo Ironside. For myself, from Patsy Jordan, and who else are we here? Gary McGuigan, Larry Burns, and various other people, Eugene, and of course various other people that have joined us in the studio for the final farewells. I leave you with Kenny Rogers and a record that I think is very, very appropriate this evening. It's called Blaze of Glory. For me, Brian Gold, as we meet again, please God, don't know where, don't know when, but somewhere, it's bye for now. Here comes Kenny Rogers. Bye-bye to you.
Broadcasting all over the Midlands, this is Breffni Regional Radio on 657 kHz AM and 95.6 FM. Breffni Regional Radio.
It'll be here in a minute, you wave and I'll be right. Well, folks, it's that time. It's exactly 12, well, it's a couple of seconds away from 12 midnight, so it just remains for me to thank all our listeners out there for supporting us over the last 4 years, and thank you very much for all your requests and dedications tonight. And once again, thank each and every one of you for choosing Breffni Regional Radio to keep you company on this Friday night. So on behalf of all the lads here in the background, and believe you me, folks, they're all here tonight with sad faces, some of them, well, very, very sad indeed. Hopefully, we'll be back with you in the not-too-distant future. That's if the law allows us to have a license. We'll be back at you around about March or thereabouts. So on behalf of the management and staff of Breffni Regional Radio, this is Hugh Lynch here in our studios in Kinnaleck in County Cavan, and for the very last time, wishing each and every one of you, wherever you may be, a very good night and good morning. You were left crying in the smoke around the drive.
Earth Angel from New Edition, and the time is just coming up to 11 o'clock. I have with me Junior Walker. Junior?
Well, Noel, getting towards the end here.
Indeed.
I think we're supposed to be closing very, very shortly.
Shortly indeed.
I have one request here in front of me. It's for Sharon, Tracy and Darren, and the request coming from Mum and Dad.
Right. Would you like to say a good night?
Well, good night, Noel. It's a bit like the Waltons, eh?
It's a good night, John. Good night, Dick. Indeed. Final dedication going out to Marie, and I think that's Bernard Bradley in Maharafelt, wishing them a very happy wedding anniversary. And that comes in from all the family. Well, with 1 minute left of the programme, we've had an absolute ball here tonight. It's been a party, and everybody's been in absolutely super form. I suppose what I must do is try and give you some advice. I don't actually know what I can say. All I can say is that
there is a glimmer of hope.
There is a very, very slight glimmer of hope. We've been in good tune anyway, better tune than we thought we would be. It's been a very emotional night, and all the DJs and presenters came down to join in the fun. We're going out with a track, which is Goodbye My Love from the Searchers. What I can say to you is listen out to Big M. There will be perhaps a little bit of music throughout the night. We're not quite sure on that, but keep listening. From Junior, from Stevie, from just everybody who's been here tonight, from the management and staff of Big M Radio, and it's from myself, Noel Millsop. I've enjoyed myself. I hope that you have enjoyed yourselves out there. And keep listening. You would never know what might happen. Good night to you, Junior.
And good night to you, Noel, and thanks very much for all your help this evening.
Right, thank you very much. And Ray and Stevie are here. Good night to the both of you as well.
Good night.
We're going out with this one from The Searcher. And as I said to you, keep listening. You would never know what might happen. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Graham Marks. You're listening to the last piece of music from Z103 FM. I sincerely hope you've enjoyed listening as much as we have presenting the best and good music over the past 2 years, and hope sometime in the near future to broadcast on the FM band once again. So on behalf of myself and all the DJs, Andrew Gold, Bob Lee, Paul McGuire, Roy McKee, Mike Miller, Noel McStay, Eddie Ray, news presenter Lorraine Duncan, sales representative Jim Devlin, and promotional manager Sean McAteer, a big thanks to all our listeners and advertisers. And do have a very happy, quiet 1989. Bye for now.
Z103, your music station.
We've just a couple of minutes left here at the station. Very nearly time for Kiss FM to say farewell to you all. I hope that we've thanked everyone that we had to. If we missed you out, apologies, we'll mention you as soon as we return. And as you know by now, tomorrow, Saturday, 31st, the new legislation, the Broadcasting Wireless Telegraphy Act 1988, comes into force. We have to close before then. We really don't want to go, but we just have to. In a few minutes' time, at 6 o'clock, 103.7 KISS FM will fall silent for the final time. And wherever you are at precisely 6 o'clock, just blow your car horn. Blow it long, blow it loud. Show us your support, your solidarity. Let the world know that you demand a choice in radio listening. Let the powers that be know that you want your KISS FM. Before we depart, I'd just like to highlight some of the lyrics from our final song tonight. Before you point the finger and hope the whole thing disappears, remember, empty words will fall and fall upon the deafest ears. We won't give in without a fight and foul play without a doubt. No silver lining to be seen in this thundercloud. Your money fills their pockets, fear fills their tiny minds. At last the world is talking now. This ain't no way to treat mankind. A sudden blackout stops the show, but doesn't stop the way I am, because all my life I've been oppressed. You're not the first to say I am. I do all I can. For an ideal world where we're free to choose, for an ideal world we're no longer born to lose. In the ideal world, we could start again. Now in my real world, let's put an end to suffering. From all of us at KISS, until we meet again, goodbye, God bless, and thank you. KISS FM time is 6 o'clock. 103.7 is now closing down.
And so finally we come to another important chapter, the close of another important chapter in the long, varied book of life, memories of which will both hurt and please in times to come. It has been fun, and if I might quote the old cliche, like all good things, it must come to a sad, untimely, but necessary end. After all, nothing is forever, and that even goes for the bad times too. It is always sad when something which you love is taken away, and if I might quote from a fellow Power presenter, the door isn't closing, rather it is opening, and a new life is just beginning. I suppose sadness is understandable, but it must also be tinged with a hint of optimism, especially on the eve of another new year. Together we will look forward as people whose lives touched each other at various notable points along the long time scale of life, hopefully for the better. And now for a final word, station owner Frank McCarthy.
Okay, folks, one little thing I would like to say at this particular point in time before we go into the very final song of this wonderful era of KITS. It's not goodbye forever, I hope anyway. It's just goodbye and God bless for now. 444 FMC. And now we'll lead into Christy Berg.
Looking out on a windy sky, watching seabirds as they fly on a summer day. On a summer day.
Good afternoon. This is Ray Stone, and the time has now come that everybody knew eventually would for many years now. That is the final close down of Telstar Radio, in accordance, of course, with the directives of the Department of Communications. We will be ending broadcasting very shortly. In fact, we're about to play our very last record. And on behalf of myself and all the lads here on Telstar Radio, I'm not going to prolong agony, except but just to say thank you very, very much to everybody for listening over the past number of years, and may you and your families have a very peaceful and prosperous new year.
Well, it's just gone 3 o'clock, and that's it, folks. That's the end of Boyneside Radio as we know it. We're keeping our fingers crossed. We hope to be back with you again in the near future. But for now, it's goodbye. And one person we almost forgot to mention, but at the last minute, Mrs. Scanlon across the way. She was part of the station. A little round of applause for Mrs. Scanlon. She was part of the station. And I think the last few words, I think we should all dedicate to our boss, Mr. Ebon McDonald. We certainly look forward to him being the boss of the new stations, hopefully. A last round of applause for Mr. Ebon McDonald. Great man. He's a jolly good fellow. He's a jolly good fellow. From Boyneside Radio, goodbye. Everybody, goodbye. Goodbye.
Yes, it was my way.
Well, this in fact is the last farewell from Boyneside Radio, at least temporarily. That's me looking on the bright side of things, and I do sincerely hope that some stage during 1989, or who knows, even maybe 1990, that I will be back with you. My thanks to you all for, well, the last 2 hours, of course. My thanks to Ebon McDonald, Managing Director of Boyneside Radio, all the current present-day staff of the radio station, well, for putting up with the past 7 or 8 months thereabouts. It's been rather enjoyable working here. And, well, as I said, we look forward to the future to all you out there, the listeners, the most important and special people who made, well, my stay on radio very, very enjoyable. If it wasn't for you, for your requests, for your dedications, well, what point would it have been for my being here? I know the program is popular. You're going to miss the music. Indeed, so am I, too. To you all, to our advertisers who kept us here, kept us in a job, well, you were also very, very important and very special. And we do hope that we can look forward to having your support when we're back with you once again. Till we meet again on the airwaves, wherever it may be, whenever it may be, from Tina Addison, fond farewell.
I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word.
A big thank you to all the listeners, our advertisers and the staff here, from myself, Boyneside Radio.
Thank you very much, Pat. Collie, a few words before you go.
Yeah, I'd just like to echo what Pat said and thank her and Ebon for the opportunity which they gave me. Also to yourselves and everybody that's worked with Boyneside, that's made it an absolute joy to work with you. And looking forward to working with you again.
Of course we
in
are.
The year. And since is the last opportunity, I'd just like to say hi to my family and to the McParnes and Moran Point, also to Leona and to you, the listener, for making it an absolute pleasure to present programmes to you for the past 2 years. Thanks. And bye-bye and a happy new year.
Thanks, Charlie. And Leona Kira Grant, she's only 8, don't worry. 8 years away. So, Terry, behind me here, couldn't miss you.
And of course, yes, I'd like to thank everyone for having all the listeners listening to my breakfast programme. Thank you very much for the opportunity of, yes, Griff says 4 listeners, for the opportunity I've had over this past couple of years playing records and spinning, hopefully spinning them as soon as possible. Thank you all for listening. And for my own family, for the wife down there at Kesselbun, she should be working this afternoon because I'm not working now for Monday. Goodbye to everyone. Thank you.
I'll give one final farewell to Brian.
Yes,
my brother, who was a good listener in Boyneside.
He was a good
listener. And God love him, never ever won a prize.
Well, Brian, we're opening up next Saturday at 5:15. We have a special quiz just for you. Phone us here. I'll not be here, but somebody will answer the phone. So,
Griff, well, I'd just like to say Happy New Year to Brian Dolores as well.
Oh, yes, to Brian Dolores. They've been good to us.
They have been good to us. And that, in fact, Dolores used to be the mama Boyneside at one time. She used to make us all
the
tea.
And I took over.
That's right. That's right indeed. So
I didn't make as good a cup of tea as Dolores, so.
It was warm and it was tea, I suppose. That's the main thing. Right, it just remains for me to wish all our listeners a very happy new year. Many thanks for your support. If we have brought you a wee bit of pleasure in the 10 years of broadcasting, I think that's all we could ask for.
And
thanks for your support. We will be back sometime in 1989. On behalf of us all, good afternoon, a happy new year, and God bless. Bye.
Bye-bye from Boyneside.
Should all acquaintance be...
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we are heading on to the very end of Rainbow here today. We'd also like to mention Jimmy and Odd down there in the carpets there, very good friends of ours who share the line with us here and very often get our calls and we get their calls. It's been great working with you lads, especially Odd, who's not looking well today at all. He is not looking well today at all. He's got the flu. So he says anyway. Also to Sean there, we see Sean in the warehouse, to everybody who, all the kids, Brian's kids there, who bring us up at the top of 10 on Saturday and everything. Sure, it's the end of an era, but maybe it's the beginning of a new era. Okay. Also to Charlie and to Jerry, our engineers who travel around and keep us on the air there. Lads, thank you very, very much indeed for all your help during the, all the time that we've been on the air. And don't forget, we hope we'll be needing you shortly. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, from us to you, God bless you. Rainbow Radio signing off. Thank you very much indeed.
It's your friend and mine, Fiddlin' Tom Cameron, on the Country Jamboree.
Disc jockeys at KTOK Radio getting their last bit in before the final close down of KTOK Radio. I'm Russ Padmore and we're in the last minute. All the advertisers, I'd like to thank everybody who participated both directly and indirectly here at KTOK. And those who didn't have probably learned the value of radio advertising. All the sponsors, McMahon's just one that instantly comes to my head, without whom none of this would have been possible. Two pioneers of Northwest Radio I'd like to thank as well, Hugo Boyce from Northwest Community Radio in Bunkerna, and Patrick Simpson, the original owner of DCR Letterkenny, current owner of Radio North, the Duffy family drum keen, and the Brady family in Bundoran for all of their support. And most of all to you, the KTOK Radio listener. In the words of one of my heroes, American 50s DJ Alan Freed, this is not goodbye, just good night. We'll see you all again real soon. In my own words, speaking as a career broadcast professional, managing director of KTOK Media Service and the owner-operator of KTOK Radio, thanks for your support. This is not the end, just the beginning. Mine is the first voice and the last voice you'll hear at KTOK Radio. It's 4 o'clock and KTOK Radio is now closing down.
To the end of broadcasting here, Northwest Community Radio in Buncrana, County Donegal. Very sad moment for us all here, so I'd like to thank earlier on there Don Henderson and Big Mal, and of course the person who took us out here with the last record, Mary Gallagher. I'd like to thank her very much. She's also a newsreader, does news and Irish secretary. Thank you there to Mary Gallagher. Hugo Boyce here, opened the station with Jackie Crossan 3 years ago. Closing her here tonight on a very sad note. Over the past 3 years, you have been listening to Northwest Community Radio, an independent, non-political, non-sectarian radio station.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome along to the final close down here on Radio North. Thanks to Mickey Henry there for the final programme. And I prepared a small speech here, which, let me tell you, I haven't been looking forward to for a long, long time. But anyway, we'll have a read through it. It's the Radio North closing down speech. We at Radio North would like to thank our advertisers, who without them the whole project would not have succeeded. To the people who own the land where the Radio North transmitters are sited, for letting us use their facilities, John Doherty of Redcastle, otherwise known as Cape Canaveral, Charlie Doherty of Glenealy, and Hugh Gallagher of Falduff, Cairn Donna. We'd also like to thank most sincerely our engineers, legends themselves in local broadcasting in Ireland, the Riley brothers from Cavan, Jerry and Charlie Riley, thanks lads. To the entire Radio North broadcasting and office staff, past and present. I'm not going to mention everyone in case I might leave someone out. We had our differences in the past. We fought it through thick and thin, but thankfully we got there all the same. To our neighbouring radio stations who have helped us out in the past with transmission difficulties and alike, for putting up such a fine, professional and respectable competition. Thanks to probably the most important team on the network, our sales staff, past and present. Thanks also to one gentleman who, without his professionalism, business quality and character, the station definitely would not have succeeded, the founder of Radio North, Paddy Simpson. A special word of thanks to Ivan McCrory and Tom McNulty for their help in the past 2 years. Finally, there's one group of people who we can't leave out in this historic moment in Irish broadcasting. These people have supported us over the past 2 years and on an outstanding level. To you, the world's number one radio listening audience, the Radio North listeners, we salute you in 1989 and hope to be back in the new year. So from Paddy Simpson and myself, Francis Callaghan, and the entire staff at Radio North, here's to 1989, Radio North bigger, better than ever. Goodbye, God bless to each and every one of you.
Gentleman called Kenny G. That was the first record we ever played on the station, called Hi, How You Doing? And now it's Bye, How You Doing? Oh, dear. I can't stand it, Barry. Right.
No,
Harry,
sad.
Do you want to say goodbye? Have you got any little speeches?
I'll let Barry say first. Paul, I would just like to thank everyone for all the kindness, consideration. I've enjoyed it immensely, and hopefully next year we'll be back. Hope so. And good luck to everybody for 1989. Thanks a lot.
He's so friendly, you know, it makes you sick. He comes in at 2 o'clock or 2:15, whenever it is. And he's got this brown bottle with him, like a big bottle of anodyne, you know. But on it, I looked at the label once, I grabbed it, and it says, sincerity pills. And he takes them. Certainly.
Certainly.
Right.
You, Harry.
I see it.
Right,
I'd just like to say, thanks to Paul and Chrissy, first of all, for me.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome, Harry.
They're great people, let me assure you that. And
Chrissy's crying. Here we go.
She's gone. Second of all, I'd like to thank everybody for the last year and a half. I've enjoyed myself greatly here. Helped me. And just hopefully, again, we'll be back in 9 or 10 months.
We will.
Bye.
Exactly 60 seconds to go.
And I'm not going to say anything or else I'll break down again, except for the last time. Whoosh.
There's nothing more to be said. For the last goodness knows how long, we've enjoyed it. We hope you've enjoyed some of the music. It's been different, hasn't it? What we'll do now is we'll play you the best radio jingle in Ireland that's in use on any of the stations. We're very proud to say. It's a winner, this one. It's a beauty. And as mine was the first voice to be heard on WABC, it's also fitting that it should also be the last. Thank you very much indeed for tuning in. 101 FM.
Burning out your radio set. WABC is here. Bigger and better than anything before. More powerful. Hot rockin' and flamethrown. With a new formula of hot hits imagineered for young Ireland. Hot hits. Recent hits and classics. Yes, Ireland is listening. It's new. It's improved. It's better than anything before. It's WABC. Advertising numbers will be announced shortly. Go tell a friend. Tell them Ireland is listening. And stay tuned to this channel.